So the next thing, I think, to recap and make a closing discussion. I don't know. We can start left to right, and please let us know your thoughts about the today meetings and any further plans, whatever.
I'm first. As a responsible person for multimedia services of NIAF, I am looking forward of how can we somehow provide some kind of services for the community, and definitely the WebRTC is one of the such services. I am encouraging my colleagues to work on WebRTC, and my opinion. I already asked several questions via our internal mailing list about the questions whether we have to investigate in certain topics or not. So I think from that point of view, WebRTC is important for us to be able to provide a good collaboration platform for our users. So very high level.
Cool. So from my point of view, so I'm wearing my Géant hat here as the secretary of the task force and also the activity leader for the new Géant 4 activity that includes WebRTC. And the reason why we've created the task force in parallel with the Géant activity is exactly to build this community, come together, hear about all these presentations. So I'm really happy that Michi and the Hungarian team made a very good contacts to those people. So we had Paxi, we had Cisco, we had Corento, we had Video. So it's a very good part. But this is, I'd just like to remind you, this is just one part of the task force to invite these people and hear about it. The other part, which is probably more important, is to collaborate. And I'm also happy to see that the collaboration and discussion is happening. It's a bit below the radar at the moment. So we had very good discussions at the coffee break and over lunch. And I know that you guys are talking to, Renate is talking to Nordunet and you are talking to each other. So it's very good. But what I would like to encourage you to bring this type of collaboration work in front of the audience of the task force so others may also contribute. So perhaps for the next time, we should include more NREN talks and probably less commercials or vendors, although we are interested in that as well. But now we've been covering that very well. I mean, in the first meeting in Paris and now the second meeting. So most of these major products and vendors are sort of covered. So again, I just like to see a bit more type of, sharing information, statuses, defining some work that could lead to some joint developments and joint product, because that's the reason why we are, or one of the reasons why we are running this task force in parallel with the Géant task. So eventually, whatever interesting outcome comes out of the task force discussion could be fed into the Géant project task, where we have some funding and manpower available to make some developments, some tangible stuff. So that would be my advice. From the topics point of view, I think still today, although this is the second meeting and we've been running this now for 6 months, we still have a very broad spectrum of things. Right? So just today we heard applications where there is a face recognition and you can put a smiley face in front of you, which might be very interesting, right? But it's one thing. And on the other end of the scale, we heard all these identity integrations and all the serious stuff that Michi and the Hexa projects and other people describe. So it's still a huge spectrum that we're trying to cover. And on the other hand, so simple things that we just want to have some remote speakers in a session. It's kind of like it's not. It doesn't go that smooth as one may expect, right? So we should somehow just try and identify those things that we really want to solve in the short term. Focus on that and see whether we have some potential collaboration efforts around it. And of course, keep your eyes open and then your minds open to all kinds of new solutions, which is always interesting to hear about. But you know, let's try and focus on things that are really important for us and for this community to be solved. Thank you.
I am happy to see the progress. So we all can see that there's a big progress in WebRTC tasks as general. The big vendors are there; they are still working. The integration is being done. So that's really good in my opinion. Just because the integration is needed, and WebRTC will give us a powerful tool just to avoid some scratches and problems with video conferencing, because it will be much more easier. And there is of course a big scope for collaboration between vendors and between EDU and research societies. So I think we should take also into account such a tools in case of so-called EduConf. So try to address these solutions also in testing engines. And such a collaboration would be really good for both sides. Thank you.
So I am not really part of the WebRTC community. Not yet, yes. My colleague made a presentation about Hexa, and we heard from different vendors that handling identity management is really important. We also aware of that. The research community has got a very wide range of collaboration in identity management, and I think this is one of the strengths of the research communities. However, the real question is, what are the priorities of the WebRTC group itself? So where in a given time there are several tasks which probably can be solved, but which are those tasks which has got the highest priority, let's say the first three or something like that, and I cannot decide that handling identity management is where on this list. So that is my input to the group. Obviously, I wish if Hexa and all these attribute management could be high on this list, but well, you decide.
Welcome to Unified Conferencing.
Hopefully nobody's listening to us from the chair. So not to make that mistake again, that we're focusing too far from the future on some, you know, problems that might or may not turn up, right? And forgetting about problems that we have to solve right now with simple, you know, collaborating and talking to each other type of things. So this is a very good comment. Sorry, Paul.
Okay.
So. Okay, I'm really impressed by that the momentum related to WebRTC keep on rising, especially from the vendors such as Cisco Video and so on. And in our case, I can observe today that we have some elements, modules that can help us to provide a high scale, but still in a federated fashion with projects such as Hexa. So we will investigate this in the near future. In another hand, what is great is to keep on working with other NRNs, and I hope that now that we have the distributed model that can be put in place in the near future, more and more might be interested to join
this pilot, at least we can still say that this is a pilot, but in the near future, I hope we will have more entrants for the next WebRTC, TF WebRTC, and show more results on that.
Okay. My intention of this day is we see a lot of good presentations of the forthcoming of WebRTC. I see a lot of good presentations about the Shibboleth integration of WebRTC. But to speak from the technical guy who has to run a video conference service, it's not as easy as it is. So in Germany, we have not all universities and research institutes, they won't support Shibboleth. So if we set up a WebRTC solution or another solution, so we have to subscribe the users manually by a guy who has to work with it. And the next problem is so WebRTC is good, but a lot of our users has legacy systems like SIP systems or Polycom systems or something else. So what about them? So how can they participate in WebRTC conferences? We see a solution, a commercial solution, one or two, but what's going on with the open source community? I don't see any effort providing such a solution. So I see a lot of things going on with API development and so, but not with integrate WebRTC into existing video conference solutions. I think that would be a good thing if we can do dig into this development with open source solutions too.
Hi. First, I'm really very happy to be part of this community because the knowledge which we can get here is for us very important, especially these talks we have during the breaks, etc. So about WebRTC, for us at Arnes in Slovenia, it's not the technology of future, it is reality because we bought the commercial solution which we are implementing right now. PEXIP. First, it was meant to be just the extension of MCU and of H.323 video conferencing world, but we will see what we can do with this in the future. So I'm sure that it will not be just some extension, but it will probably became a main, maybe the main video conferencing solution for us. So I'm really happy to looking forward to next meeting. Yeah.
Okay. Hello. I am new in the WebRTC topic, so I learned a lot in this session, and I think it could be the future of video conference, web conference. I don't have anything to say.
I've missed nearly all of this session. I'm terribly sorry. But the hour of which I've seen seems very interesting. Hopefully you can update me on which were the best bits over dinner. At Janet, sorry, GISC now, we are looking to procure a lot of hardware very soon. And this is most likely to be either Vigeo or PEXIP. And one of the requirements of this hardware is that it deliver us a WebRTC bridge into our H.323 service, vSCENE. And so we're running a very detailed procurement very shortly, which will drill down the actual deliverable technology and test it properly. Because I think at the moment, a lot of these WebRTC claims have not been tested in service. So I'm looking forward to doing that. And I'll let you know all the answers. Hopefully.
Hi, I'm Marcus from Sunet, the Swedish NREN, and I'm the product manager for media services at Sunet. And we're basically doing Adobe Connect for web conferencing, as many others of you as well. And we are having Eric and his MCU from Nordenet, which is not so widely spread at the moment. And like the rest of you, we're looking into the new kind of technology and what it might imply for us. I'm very new to WebRTC. I don't have a technical background, but I enjoy being with you.
Hi, Eric from Nordenet. Yes, as Peter started out saying, yes, it's time that we actually get to talk more to each other, to get some of ideas and make them alive instead of just going around with them. So that next meeting I'm looking very forward to. Thanks.
Hi, Jan Sesnet, basically also administering Adobe Connect, MCUs and all this stuff. So WebRTC is for me a logically next step in technology there. Still have some doubts, especially the sort of gatewaying part, but I think it gets solved. And we are also considering the upgrades in next 1 or 2 years, larger upgrade. So for us, at the moment, tests, interoperability stuff is really an issue.
In order to Peter able to note what is our opinion of NIF. So we have something similar. I didn't want to say the exact plan because we are investigating at the moment what is the next step. We are heavily using video with gateway solutions, so for the legacy systems. That's quite well integrated in our system. So we are integrating video and the video and the legacy systems. And we are investigating whether the WebRTC from video part or something else. That's the next step for us. From the other side, we have to somehow extend the capacity of our MCU. So we are starting to also investigate the PEXIP. So that's the other option for us, because the PEXIP has also some kind of solution for WebRTC. And we are also investigating some other stuff, and we are, as Mishi mentioned, we are heavily relying on SAML-based authentication. We try to promote every kind of services to be able to accessible by SAML authentication. Unfortunately, we are still behind our plan because video hasn't support yet SAML as we like. But we are planning to do something to resolve such a problem, for example, us.
We push it since 2010. But we see the light and of the tunnel. So hopefully it will implement this SAML integration. OK. I have one thing what I want to share you. We are speaking about WebRTC, and WebRTC is based on Stantern servers, and I'm interested in your opinion about the federated Stantern service. I don't know if it could be feasible or what do you think about, because everyone will need such a service. And maybe a big European-wide distributed service could help on us. And I don't know how we can maybe set up such service and use everybody the same service and what is distributed. I don't know, we should think about the authentication authorization, but it will work, I guess, with tokens. So maybe we can use SAML also here. But everybody who will have such service needs such turn and stun service behind that. I don't know your opinion. So this is my last remark or question to you. I don't know, any comment about this?
I did deliberately. One small thing there. I seem to recall, and I was just Googling for it, and I can't find it, but I think Google had a draft specification for dynamically generating terms of the credentials. So if you're talking about federating, then that may be something to feed into that discussion.
Okay, and to add that we have a very good open source term server implementation, what we can use. So most of the vendors are using this, and maybe I think it is implementing this Google drafts, what you have mentioned. So the code turn, and I invited the author of this open source term server to this meeting, but he couldn't make this. But hopefully, maybe next time. He can join to us and maybe speak with us about the possibilities. So okay, so maybe discuss during the evening. I want to show you only the evening dinner details. Okay.
The location.
Okay. If there is no other. So this is the dinner. The dinner will start from 7:30, and it is very close to Eiffel Square, what is next to the Western Railway Station. And I will show you a map, hopefully I can. Where we are, and me too. We have booked for 20, if I'm right. Okay. Just 1 second. This is the place, and here is the Western Railway Station, and let's see.
I think I put this link on the website, so you can look at
it. It is up, it is, I think I sent to you, and it is on the website also.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So here's the Western Railway Station, and we are here. I guess, yes. So it's pretty close. If you go to the Broadway, I don't know how to ring, the big ring road, you will find this next to the.
If you go out, turn right, walk up to the church, there must be a big church in the corner, right?
Yes.
In the corner of the market, then turn right again and walk all the way down to the railway station. So you pass the big shopping mall, there's a huge shopping mall on the left hand side.
And
across the shopping mall corridor.
And after
and
pass.
You find the railway station,
yes.
on your left. You just turn left and it should be somewhere there. But it's not the M3 who.
I can take your stuff. Yeah, you can take your stuff with the.
Well,
the
metro,
from
yeah,
the stuff. The metro line, but 15 minutes walk, 10 minutes walk. So
15 minutes, yes.
From here, yeah, I don't know where you're.
No, I need to go to the airport.
Okay. So thank you very much, and thank you for coming, and I look forward to the next meeting. Maybe, as Peter mentioned, the next meeting will be a different meeting, maybe a...
All right, so yes, for the next meeting, we're looking for hosts, of course. So if you think that you can host us for a day or 2 half days or 2 days, it really depends on the agenda, that would be nice. So please contact me or Mishi if you have any nice offers that we can accept. That's one thing. And another thing is the date, of course. So I don't know if you're coming to TNC, but it's usually happens during the summer. So after the summer holiday season, probably we could try and set up something in September, October time frame, maybe. Yes. To have another meeting. It could even be a bit later. It depends on really, you know, how fast we can progress and how your collaboration with the others will progress. So, but as I said, for next time, I would really want, you know, the NREN community to come forward and present. It would be good to have, you know, real presentations from Norginet and from you guys, obviously, it would be appreciated, or, you know, from DFN or from other NRENs who are actually trying to do something. From you, Mishi, as well, if you can just show the architecture or something that you are actually doing or interconnecting stuff, that would be interesting to see. And, you know, and once we have that, and of course, if you have a, you know, a major procurement or any decision towards a particular product, that's also important for us to know, because then of course we can you know, align with that thing. So yeah, thanks for coming.
And we will have a booth on TNC. So I we forgot to mention, but everybody who will attend the networking conference, then please do not miss it out.
So as you may know, Jan Meyer from Uninet is on sick leave. We don't really know when he will be back, probably just after the summer. And he actually initiated a BOF session during TNC. And Mishi and I will take this over from Jan. So if you're coming to TNC, are you coming to TNC? Who's coming to TNC? All right, so you guys are coming to TNC. There will be a BOF on, I think it's on Tuesday, the regular BOF. I think a regular BOF session on Tuesday afternoon. So we'll contact you or potential other participants of the TNC and see whether we can just, you know, get together for a 2 hour, you know, session and see what we can do together. Perhaps we should advertise ourselves and this task force, of course, and gain more interest from people who are not involved yet but may be involved in the future. That one thing. And on the other thing, if you have really concrete stuff to discuss or talk about, that would also be appreciated to come and do that. Anything else?
That's all.
No, that's all. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mishi and the NIF staff, for hosting us. And tomorrow, yeah, one more thing. Tomorrow and the day after, we have the meeting of the GEANT activity. So if you are involved in the GEANT activity, please do not disappear. We'll be back same place tomorrow morning at around 9-ish, right? Yeah, all right. And tomorrow we're going to discuss about EduConf and the real-time application task, which is led by Tim. So I'd like to have a quick overview on things that, you know, are there or happening in the EduConf space, and see whether, you know, we can align the progress of that task with the other stuff. And the other stuff is obviously WebRTC. I'll substitute Jan with the help of Eric to try and steer the discussion around the WebRTC task. But obviously we had a very good intro to that during today, so we'll see how. And I'm hearing important things, that interoperability with legacy stuff, and, you know, converging the two worlds together would be an interesting approach indeed. So that's the other thing to discuss. So that's for tomorrow. And on the day after, we have the third task, which is the OER stuff, the Open Education Resource Hub and Portal, which is the third task in the portfolio of the activity. It's a bit far from real-time communication. It's more like handling recorded media and repositories. It might be interesting for you to stay and hear about that. So that's why I originally I wanted
all people to be here and participate each and every task discussion, even if you are not actively participating in that task, just to have an understanding on the things. And you know, you might nobody knows who will have a good idea or a fresh eye on something which we could actually pick up and do some stuff. So this is our sort of unofficial kickoff meeting for the SA8 activity. So this is tomorrow and the day after. Thank you.